Let me, we're staying in Mayo as far as I can see. It's Bridie O'Neill. Bridie, good afternoon.
Oh,
you're
hello,
in
Joe.
You're in Clifton, sorry, you're in Clifton. I see you now.
I'm in Clifton, yes.
Back to the finding Sean Parker, the mystery of Sean Parker, this man who died just about to turn 80. He died in July in a nursing home in Kent under the care of Medway Council, who are looking for relations before they bury him. They have to bury, they have to bury him in an unmarked grave, though they do say if they can find where he's from and relations, they will facilitate anyone who wants to transport and bury the remains. Now, we already have a funeral undertaker who's agreed to help. We have a building company that will agree, say they've agreed to pay costs for the repatriation. And the only thing, as I say, we're missing one piece in the jigsaw, and that is to absolutely be clear that Sean Parker is from Glinsk in County Galway, isn't it?
North County Galway.
Is from Glinsk, and we've lots of information, especially from Marty Ward. And your father is 93. Go ahead, Bridie.
Well, my father is John O'Neill, and he was brought up in Glinsk. And he is 93, but he's very alert and with it, thanks be to God. And I asked him, did he know Sean Parker?
Yeah.
No, he didn't know Sean personally, but he did know Sean's father, John Parker.
Okay.
And he remembered him being a slim man with a moustache. He said a very nice man. He said he could play the mouth organ and he could play it damn well. And he heard him many's the time. In another teacher's house, Al Mullany, who was the teacher in Ballincurry, mm-hmm. where my father went to school. And Al Mullany and his family would have given John Parker part-time work now and again because they had a farm and they had potatoes. They used to sow them and pick them and that. And John Parker sometimes helped. And afterwards, when they were all in the house having tea, John Parker would entertain them with many tunes on the harmonica, and a lot of them being marching tunes that he had learned in the army. So my father remembers John Parker, like. And he remembers that he had two sons and three daughters. Now, he remembers the oldest son, Joe. And he said Joe joined the army, and he thinks it was at Lone Army Barracks and not Galway.
Okay.
Peggy, who was one of the daughters, my father said she went to work in Ballyhadreen. He's not quite sure if it was a butcher's that she worked in, but he does know that Peggy married someone from Ballyhadreen later on. So maybe some way they could follow that part of it and know that Peggy got married there. They might find some of her family. My father also told me that Annie Parker went to hospital or an institution or a sanatorium or something and stayed quite a time there. And she returned in her coffin to the local church. And when the coffin came to the church, it was a pauper's coffin with no mounting.
Okay.
And Peggy came that evening as well to Glinsk.
And do we know where Peggy...
Peggy was in Ballyhadreen working, I know that.
And
my father said...
Did Peggy Margaret Parker, did she marry, do we know, in Ballyhadreen?
He said he remembers that she married.
Do we know?
She had been working in Ballyhadreen, but that she got married in Ballyhadreen.
Because Marty Ward, as you know, has done great work, and Ancestry.com, who are based, as you know, in Salt Lake City, based in Utah,
yeah.
And they have, it's a whole story of the Church of Latter-day Saints bought up death cert, birth cert school all over the years, and they've digitised them. So they're very, very reliable, I hasten to add. And they've supplied Marty, and who's given it to us, I think with categoric evidence that we have the right person. They've given us a family tree for John Parker and Anne Maloney. Their eldest daughter was Margaret Parker.
Who would be Peggy.
Now they have Peggy down as still living. Teresa Parker, sister Patrick Parker, Joe Parker, who you referred to.
Yes.
Bridget Parker, and then a Sean Parker, And then below Sean, so to speak, well, we don't have the actual ages, is Maureen Parker. So Sean Parker had a number of siblings. He had six siblings. Now, I suppose what we're looking for, now that to me proves conclusively that it's from what you say, from what Marty said, that this is Sean Parker, born in Glinsk around 1935. This is the same person. And Glinsk is his home.
My father thought, with all the things he heard from it too, that it definitely was.
So Glinsk is his home place. And more importantly, Glinsk is the place where his mother, Anne, is buried. And she died when he was 10 years of age. So it's at this stage, I think it's a matter...
Around 1945 or 46, yeah, my father said.
Which is when the family then moved to Dublin. We believe that Sean, for whatever reason, might have ended up in Artane. Then he ended up in London, had a difficult period in London. Though, that, to say to his family, if any, and there might be grandnieces or nephews around, in his latter years, he had a very, very warm, embracing life, and that was in the nursing home in Medway, where he was much loved. And we have, as I say, the photograph is on the website, and he was in good spirits up to, and good fettle as well, up to his passing in July. So in that sense, Sean, because he lived to a good age as well, had conquered any misfortune he had in his life. So yes, there may be relations out there.
Yeah, what struck my father was, number one, Peggy was a very, very nice girl, he said. He said he and his friends knew her well. And when her mother came back in the pauper's coffin, Peggy didn't wish for her mother to be buried like that. So she managed to get the mountings for the coffin.
Okay.
And my father and two other friends, Pat Kelly and John Ward,
right,
got permission from the caretaker to go into the church the night before the funeral and put the mountings on the coffin. And the man that let them in was a Tommy Dowd, who was the caretaker there at the church at the time. And my father thinks Father Murray may have been the person that performed the ceremony in the church. And he said the day of the funeral, there was no transport for that coffin due to the economic constraints that was on them. But he said every man in Glinsk stepped forward to carry Annie to the graveyard. They were very well got, that family, and they were very well liked. And what struck us was Sean Parker himself must have made a great impression in the home that he lived in at the end, for people to have come forward in such numbers to ensure now that he'd come home and be buried with his mother.
And
so
I think
he made a great impression. He must have been a very gentle and nice man.
And I say, with this information from Ancestry.com, with your different pieces you're supplying, Bridie, with the incredible work that Marty and the parish council and the parish priest have done down in Glinsk, I think every man, woman and child in Glinsk have stepped forward to shoulder this man back to his home place.
Yeah.
I really do.
But that is nothing new in Glinsk either, I have to say, Joe, because everything they do in Glinsk, they do it really well.
Yeah.
I mean, we were down there a couple of years ago at a Heritage Week where they celebrated 100 years coming down from the mountain, the Land Commission, and Marty Ward was involved in that.
Okay, great.
I have to laugh. Marty Ward is the teacher at the minute, and Al Mullaney, who knew Sean Parker's father, was the teacher at that time. It's just amazing how their teachers are so prevalent too in the community down there.
Here, and great.
You know?
Another sign of a great community thriving in Ireland, and that spirit lives on. It looks like, as I say, not looks like, it is beyond doubt now that Sean Parker is the Sean Parker that Marty suspected when he first got in touch with us, when we mentioned the name last week, when Paul Edwards from Medway Council came on. And the next step now is to organise the funeral to facilitate anyone who wishes to attend. Bridie, thanks indeed. That's Bridie O'Neill in Clifton, but talking about Sean Parker. We are Laurie Davis of the BCO, Kieran Murphy on sound, Angus McNally produced, and Derek Mooney is next.